Nolte, timing of Andrew Cuomo's seven-figure COVID-themed book deal under scrutiny. By John Nolte on March 10, 2021. Did Cuomo profit from the cover-up via his lucrative book? The New York Post asks. The timing sure is interesting. First off, disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, is refusing to disclose how much money he made from his most recent book deal. Vanity Fair places the number at least low to mid seven figures, which means at least millions. The book, of course, is laughably titled American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. And thanks to the gushing gusher of free publicity from America's corrupt media, it was a bestseller. Of course, now that the fake news media are grudgingly reporting the actual truth about Cuomo's failed COVID-19 leadership, Truth's new media was accurately reporting early last year. The book has become such a joke the publisher will not be releasing a paperback version and has halted publicity. What a disgrace it is that the author of that book not only oversaw the worst pandemic response in the country, but that his ham-handed, overbearing reaction to it by way of unnecessary shutdowns has economically ravaged his state in ways from which New York may need years to recover. Most of all, though, there is Cuomo's sociopathic handling of nursing home patients, the aged and infirm who truly are at risk of harm from the Chinese coronavirus. Starting in March of last year, Cuomo ordered New York nursing homes to accept still infected coronavirus patients. This insane order was in place for almost 2 months, the worst months of the New York outbreak. What's especially outrageous about Cuomo's order is there were plenty of empty hospital beds available at the time. But rather than send those patients to the mostly empty hospital ship or the makeshift hospital provided by the Trump administration, or send them to the mostly empty Samaritan's Purse Hospital in Central Park, Cuomo forced nursing homes to accept all this death. The consequences were staggering. Some 15,000 nursing home residents died. And then, thanks to a fawning media, Cuomo got away with lying about it for the entirety of last year. He not only lied by falsely claiming the nursing home order came from the Trump administration, but according to members of his own staff, he lied about the number of deaths, the true scale of his sociopathic executive order, in reports to the federal government. Well, now that this has all come to light, people are wondering if Cuomo's motive for the cover-up had less to do with avoiding political embarrassment and more to do with collecting that seven-figure book deal money. A Queens lawmaker is urging embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo and his publisher to disclose the terms of his coronavirus book deal to determine whether he had a financial motivation to manipulate nursing home death data. We are calling on Andrew Cuomo and Crown Publishing to turn over the governor's contract of his book deal to the public and media so we can determine whether he had a financial motivation to deflate nursing home data, said Assemblyman Ron Kim, D. Queens. The timeline and Cuomo's actions already prove a coordinated conspiracy, and if there was a financial motive, we must immediately remove the governor from office and hold him fully accountable for his criminal actions, Kim said. The falsified report was created in July 2020. The book was released in October 2020. So the question is this: would an accurate report of the true scope of New York's nursing home deaths have killed Cuomo's book deal, and did the motive for falsifying the report come in the form of millions of dollars attached to the book deal? Cuomo is so far refusing to even discuss this. He's also dealing with six credible allegations of sexual misconduct. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.